The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump right in with this one from Good Housekeeping, Keep Pets Cool. Our furry friends often prioritize summer fun over safety, so it's up to us to help keep them from overheating. Here's how, as well as common signs that they're too hot. First, plan walks for cooler times. When it gets hot outside, strategize your walks or play sessions for early in the morning or later in the evening when the sun isn't at full strength. Some dogs don't know when to stop exercising, explains LaCheryl Ball, veterinarian on the ASPCA Community Medicine team. That's why they rely on us to be their barometer. Make sure they have plenty of shade, especially if they'll be spending a long time outside, and be mindful not to over-exercise them. If your pet starts to pant excessively or seems to be slowing down, stop, bring them to a shady spot, and give them some water. Pets with flat faces, such as pugs, bulldogs, and Persian cats, as well as elderly and overweight pets, and those with heart and lung conditions can't pant as effectively to cool themselves down, so they're even more susceptible to heat stroke. When the mercury rises, consider keeping these more delicate animals inside entirely. Even indoor pets should have access to air conditioning or fans, especially on really hot days. Leaving the windows open can help, but make sure they have well-fitting screens so your furry friends can't fall out if they try to catch a breeze. Next, help prevent burned paws. When you do venture out, be mindful of the temperature of the sidewalk or asphalt. Hot pavement can burn paw pads, says Gary Richter, DVM, author of The Ultimate Pet Health Guide. If you can't hold your palm on the pavement for 5 seconds, your dog shouldn't be walking on it. Pets with paw pad burns will limp and may refuse to walk. The top layer of skin on their pads might appear red, blistered, and peeling. Always look for cracks and redness between your pet's toes and on their pads, advises Ball, because those are signs they might be getting too much exposure. Pet booties can help protect sensitive paws. And watch for signs of overheating. Dogs and cats can get dehydrated easily, so always provide plenty of clean, fresh water for them to drink, both inside and outside. Use a non-metal bowl outdoors and keep it out of the sun if possible so it stays cooler. Pet fountains can help encourage picky kitties to drink. Indications that your dog might be getting overheated include excessive panting or difficulty breathing, bright red or bruised gums, small pinpoint-type bruises on the belly or inside the ears, increased heart and respiratory rates, drooling and weakness, explains Ball. They might also seem confused or collapse. If heat stroke progresses, your pet may have seizures, vomiting, or bloody diarrhea. Heat stroke can be fatal relatively quickly, so contact your vet ASAP if you notice any of these signs. And cool them down quickly. If you're on a walk or at the park when you notice your pet getting too warm, stop and take them somewhere shady to rest and drink some water, Richter advises. Use a cloth or towel to apply cool water to their feet, head, paws, armpits, belly, back, and rump, and the tops of their ears. Don't use ice water as that can impact circulation and actually prevent them from cooling down. Never let your pet drink from ponds, puddles, or other standing water in place of bringing water along for them, since those can be sources of life-threatening illness or infection. If you're at home or can get your pet inside, put a fan on them to facilitate evaporative cooling, which happens naturally in species that sweat more profusely, Ball says. If you have a pet with especially thick or fluffy fur, ask your vet if they'd be more comfortable with a shorter summer haircut or shave, and resist the urge to layer them up in cute outfits or t-shirts when it's warm. If you wouldn't wear multiple layers on a particular day, Fido probably won't be comfortable in clothes either. And never leave them in a hot car. It is not only extremely dangerous to leave a pet in a hot car, but also illegal in certain states. Even with the windows cracked, the heat can rise to 20 degrees hotter than the outside temperature in just minutes, which can lead to fatal heat stroke. If you can't bring your pet inside, leave them at home instead. And the Good Housekeeping Lab has some picks for you of cooling beds to help keep your pet comfortable in warm weather. First, memory foam. Four layers of foam help make this dog bed ideal by providing comfort, temperature regulation, and support. It's the Sealy Luxe Premium Dog Foam Bed from $100 at SealyDogBeds.com. SealyDogBeds.com. An elevated mesh option. Breathable mesh fabric helps keep your pet cool while the sturdy surface and back panel help unsteady dogs feel secure. It's the Gen 7 Pets Cool Air Cot Elevated Bed from $83 at PetMate.com, PetMate.com. And a water-filled option. Put this mat on a smooth surface anywhere in your house. Fill with the recommended amount of water to activate the Cool Core. K&H Cool Bed the Third from $61 at KHPET.com. From Good Housekeeping, find your bliss. Reset your relationship with joy using expert-backed steps that can help you start your journey with energy and positivity. It's an age-old question. What would make me happier? Maybe getting that dream job, finding love, or winning the lottery will do it, right? Truth is, while those things might bring temporary happiness, evidence suggests that finding joy is deeper than just getting what you want in a given moment. Happiness comes from within, not from what happens to us. There are many factors that contribute to happiness, explains Sonia Lyubomirsky, PhD, professor of psychology at the University of California, Riverside, and the author of The How of Happiness. Happiness really is more internal than external, so it's how you feel about yourself, other people, and the world around you. It's how you behave and think, how you behave on a daily basis that influence happiness the most. Happiness is an active process, something you must cultivate daily. Read on for some big and small suggestions that might just make you smile. First, practice self-care. Nourishing our bodies and minds is key to being the best version of ourselves. When we don't take care of ourselves, we're more likely to feel fatigued and get physical symptoms like stress-related headaches or pain, says Helen L. Coons, Ph.D., a clinical health psychologist specializing in women's behavioral health and wellness at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. Start down a path toward better self-care by adding small acts to your routine that make you feel happy, healthy, and rejuvenated, such as embracing relaxation. Take some me time with a luxurious bath complete with candles and Epsom salts. Go the extra mile with a do-it-yourself mani or pedi. Get moving. Try an impromptu dance party by cranking up your favorite tunes whenever the mood strikes. And be kind. Try offering up compliments or holding doors for others. Small acts of goodwill feel good. Find serenity in solitude, getting away from the external world to be alone with your thoughts and find a sense of calm is a great way to disconnect from distractions and look forward to happiness. We're wired to connect with others, so finding solitude might seem difficult at first, but it's necessary. A study by the University of California revealed that solitude is a biological need, and that it supports identity development as well as intimacy with others and promotes happiness. Try looking at solitude as a way to recharge your mind and reconnect with your values to allow better connection with others. Work to develop a daily practice by spending some time alone every day, noticing your thoughts and directing them toward the greatest ideal of yourself, says Joe Dispenza, Ph.D., personal transformation teacher, featured in the film What the Bleep Do We Know? Build better boundaries. Putting firm guardrails around your time can have a significant impact on your overall happiness. Boundaries establish healthy relationships and a sense of identity, boost your self-esteem, and reduce resentment and anger, says Brian Wind, Ph.D., Chief Clinical Officer at Journey Pure Drug and Alcohol Treatment Centers. The first step is realizing you might be doing a lot for others, but not enough for yourself. Learning to say no is a valuable key in boundary setting, says Daniel Bristow, M.D., a board-certified psychiatrist and physician editor for behavioral health for MCG Health. Say no to the things you can't commit to and notice how it makes you feel. With practice, the people in your life will understand, and you'll become a better friend, family member, or employee by protecting your energy. Nourish your connections. Just as solitude is important to happiness, so is connecting with others. There's reason for that grabbing a cup of coffee with a friend or chatting on the phone with a family member often rejuvenates us. Our social connections can feel like necessary components of our lives because they are. In fact, a qualitative study on happiness at the end of life revealed that adult patients receiving palliative care had a common message for younger people, which was to prioritize social connection and engagement with the natural world. The relationships we forge with others have a big impact on our emotional health and happiness, as well as our physical health, explains Brigham Young psychology and neuroscience professor Julianne Holt Lundstad, Ph.D. We need to take our social relationships as seriously as we take our diet, exercise, and nutrition, she says. To combat loneliness and nourish social connections, reach out to friends or family members. Try video calls if distance is an issue. We can all benefit from making new connections, too. Volunteer at an animal shelter or a food pantry, or take classes and join clubs where you'll be likely to find people with similar interests. Learn, search local event listings or visit sites like Meetup, an online tool for finding events and communities. And go with gratitude. Experts say giving thanks actually increases happiness. Gratitude is the antidote to negative emotions and taking things for granted, says Leo Borminski. It makes you feel more positive about life in general and affirms the goodness in life, ourselves, and others, which paves the road to a happier mindset. Here are a few tips to get you started. First, write letters. A note of thanks will boost both your and the recipient's mood and help you realize the power certain connections have in providing joy. Fall asleep happy. As you drift off each night, think about three things you appreciate, such as an important person, highlights of the day, or something you have to look forward to. Focus on little things. We tend to get caught up in the major areas of life, like work and relationships. But expressing thanks for sunshine after a rainy day or a kind person at the grocery store can easily restore a strong sense of gratitude. We've added a new magazine because we've lost one or two that are no longer printing their magazines. So we're now going to be reading some things from Magnolia Journal. This is put out by Chip and Joanna Gaines, the Magnolia Network stars. We believe in unearthing beauty, however hidden or subtle it might be. We believe in home, that it should restore us from today and ready us for tomorrow. We believe in friendship, because friends who feel like family are the best kind of friends, and that nothing matters more than family. We believe in seeking the balance between hustle and the rest, and rest, and learning to find contentment in both. We believe everyone deserves a seat at the table, and everyone has a story worth telling. We believe in human kindness, knowing we are made better when we all work together. We believe in courage, in cartwheeling past our comfort zones and trying something a little bit scary every day. We believe that failure needn't be a negative thing. Rather, we learn from our mistakes and fail smarter next time. We believe in doing good work that matters, and in choosing that, nudging others toward doing the same. We believe that newer isn't always better, and that it's time for the pendulum of trend to swing back to the basics. We believe that each day is a gift, and that everyday miracles are scattered about if only we have eyes to see. And of all heroic pursuits, large or small, we believe there may be none greater than a life well loved. And that's Magnolia's Manifesto. From Woman's Day. A little bit late with this, but your summer watch list. This connection of must-see, warm-weather classics will inspire you to make every Friday night movie night. And here are a few of their suggestions. 500 Days of Summer, Girls Trip, Wet Hot American Summer, Jaws, and it is Shark Week, Under the Tuscan Sun, National Lampoon's Vacation, Now and Then, Summer School, and Camp. From Magnolia Magazine, Let Summer Flourish. Every calendar year gives us 90 sweet days to spend in the sunshiny embrace of summer. Here we celebrate this brief yet potent window of time with a list of things that stir the carefree nostalgia and heart-lifting fun of the season. So here are just some summer suggestions if you're looking for things to do. Take a road trip. Go treasure hunting at a flea market. I enjoy that. Spend a whole day barefoot. Celebrate Christmas in July, which just passed us. Turn a pair of jeans into cutoffs. Rock on a porch swing. Go to a drive-in movie. Set up a backyard movie night. Enjoy an outdoor concert. Play a lawn game like bocce ball, cornhole, or croquet. Spend a whole day outside. It's a little hot for that. Watch a lightning show. We've had one of those recently. Visit a botanical garden. Plant an herb garden. Forage flowers and make a bouquet for a friend. Dance under the stars. Send a postcard to someone. Find a county fair to explore. Drive with the windows down and radio turned up. Day trip somewhere new. Be a tourist in your own town. Run through a sprinkler. Spend a lazy afternoon on the lake. Puddle jump after a storm. Go rainbow hunting in a downpour. Perfect the art of stone skipping. Float in an inner tube. Go night swimming. Declare a phone-free day. Listen to a bird sing. Wake up early and watch the sunrise. Lie in the grass pondering cloud shapes. Sleep under the stars. Block out a day where you put nothing on your calendar. Reread your favorite book. Take your dog or your neighbors for a long walk. Go berry picking and bake a pie. Eat a slice of watermelon. Make a playlist of your favorite songs of summer. Declare a yes day. Plan to catch a meteor shower. Photograph a sunset. Sit on a park bench and people watch. Have an at-home spa day. Walk your neighborhood at dusk. Master the art of doing nothing. Pick some wildflowers. Host an outdoor barbecue. Brew a pitcher of sun tea. Make flavored ice cubes. Spend your lunch break in a park. Launch a quest to find the perfect lobster roll. Try a new food truck. Dine on a rooftop. Cook a meal over an open fire. Visit your local farmer's market. Plan a potluck with neighbors. Track down a snow cone stand. Try a new cuisine. Eat a hot dog at a baseball game. Push a child on a swing. Take an outdoor fitness class. Buy a fun straw to use. Pack a picnic. Make ice pops. Explore a national park. Go camping. Swing from monkey bars. Make a bike ride without a destination in mind. Have a water gun or water balloon fight. Take a nap in a hammock. Chase fireflies and maybe even catch a few. Read under a tree. Go fishing. Buy a new pair of sunglasses. Stop at a roadside farm stand. Eat a peach. Drink a tall glass of lemonade. From Woman's Day, some ripe refreshers. Fruit comes front and center in these seasonal sips. 3-in-1 Agua Fresca. This makes 6 to 8 servings. In a blender, puree 1 pound of pineapple, watermelon, or honeydew. This is rind with rind, seeds, and pits discarded, with 1 cup water and 2 tablespoons each sugar and lime juice until completely smooth. Pour the mixture through a strainer set over a large measuring cup or bowl. Use a spoon to help mix so it continues to strain, pressing gently on pulpy solids to get all the fruit juice out. Transfer the mixture to a pitcher. Add 2 cups water, skimming and discarding any foam that rises to the top. Add more water if the mixture seems thick, and adjust with additional sugar and lime juice as desired. Serve over ice. And did you know watermelon can get ginormous? The world's heaviest weighed over 350 pounds and was grown by Chris Kent in Tennessee in 2013. From Good Housekeeping, cannoli dip. Active time 10 minutes, total time as well, plus draining. This makes about 2.5 cups. And this is served with strawberries and cookies and a sprinkle. And is also great spooned over toasted pound cake or a bowl of fresh blackberries, raspberries, or blueberries. That is a very versatile dip. Here's how you make it. 16 ounces whole milk ricotta, 8 ounces mascarpone, 1/2 cup confectioner's sugar, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon grated fresh lemon zest, kosher salt, 1 to 2 tablespoons heavy cream if needed, 1/2 cup mini chocolate chips plus more for serving, strawberries and waffle cookies for dipping. Place ricotta in a fine mesh strainer or cheesecloth set over a bowl and let it sip at least an hour at room temperature or refrigerate for up to overnight. In a food processor, a blender will not work. Puree drained ricotta, mascarpone, sugar, vanilla, lemon zest, and a pinch of salt until smooth, adding cream only if needed to loosen the dip. Transfer to a bowl and fold in the chocolate chips. Serve, as I said, with strawberries and cookies. Sprinkle with additional chips if desired. It says it serves 10 or, you know, just a couple really hungry people. From Real Simple, easy dinner, grilled asparagus and hot honey flatbreads. Active time and total time are both 20 minutes. It serves 4, is quick cooking and vegetarian. We need 1 pound of asparagus trimmed, 1.5 tablespoons olive oil divided, plus more for serving, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper divided, 4 non-flatbreads, such as Stone Fire, that's N-A-A-N, flatbreads, 1 1/3 cups part skim ricotta cheese, 2 teaspoons lemon zest from a fresh lemon, 1 cup baby arugula greens, 2 tablespoons hot honey, 1/4 cup roasted salted pistachios, chopped. Preheat grill to medium-high, which is between 400 and 450 degrees. Toss asparagus with 1/2 teaspoon oil, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Grill asparagus uncovered, turning often until lightly charred, about 3 minutes. Transfer to a cutting board and let cool slightly. Cut into 2-inch pieces. Brush naan on both sides with remaining 1 tablespoon oil. Grill naan, uncovered until lightly charred, about 1 minute per side. Stir together ricotta, lemon zest, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper in a medium bowl. Spread each naan with 1/3 cup of the ricotta mixture, leaving 1/2-inch border. Top with asparagus and arugula. Drizzle with oil and hot honey. Sprinkle with pistachios. From Better Homes and Gardens, the protein-packed 7-layer chicken burrito. From start to finish, 25 minutes. These wraps have all the makings of the classic layered party dip. Opt for shredded rotisserie chicken and purchased guacamole for ultimate ease. We need 1 cup refried beans, 1.5 teaspoons finely chopped chipotle chilies in adobo sauce, 4 10-inch flour tortillas, 2 cups shredded chicken, 1/4 cup of salsa, 1/2 cup of guacamole, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1 tomato chopped, 1 cup shredded spinach, 1/2 cup or 2 ounces shredded cheddar cheese, 1/4 cup sliced black olives. In a small bowl, stir together the refried beans and a teaspoon of the chipotle chilies. Spread over the tortillas. Top each with 1/2 cup of chicken, 1 tablespoon of the salsa, and 2 tablespoons of the guacamole. In a small bowl, stir together the sour cream and the remaining 1/2 teaspoon chipotle chilies. Spoon over guacamole and top with tomato, spinach, cheese, and black olives. Roll up the burritos and serve with additional salsa if you like. This makes 4. And to finish an open can of chipotles in adobo, freeze spoonfuls of the saucy chilies in a single layer, then store in a freezer bag. Thaw and add to soups, sauces, and dips. And from Real Simple, over-the-top toppings. Try one of these creative combos on your burgers, hot dogs, or even plant-based dogs such as field roast. And here are some options. Guacamole plus charred corn kernels, or chopped pineapple and pickled jalapenos, or crumbled blue cheese and diced cornichons, or caramelized onions and sour cream plus chives, or baked beans plus crushed potato chips, or feta plus olives plus diced tomatoes and cucumbers. From Better Homes and Gardens, 40. That's how many extra minutes of sleep you're likely to get each night by adding resistance training to your workout routine. In new research from Iowa State University, people who worked out 3 times a week for 60 minutes logged 40 minutes more sleep a night than those who didn't exercise at all. Resistance training fatigues muscles, which may encourage a better night's rest. Scientists studied 3 common houseplants in a chamber filled with the same amount of exhaust that would be in an office building next to a busy road. They found the plants filtered as much as 20% of the nitrogen dioxide out of the air. So, spring for a plant. For guidance on the best options for your space, check out a free app like Flourish or Blossom. We've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. After the initial broadcast, of course. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.